Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Steib. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Darrell Ackerfelds. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Ackerfelds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Butler steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix takes first base on ball four. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is hit by the pitch. Mullinix moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullinix scores. Upshaw moves to third. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Upshaw scores. Leach moves to third. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez is hit by the pitch. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leach tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ackerfelds fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinzo. The throw from Witt and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler, who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Fernandez scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler moves to third. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Stibe covering, for the out. Tabler scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGriff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. McGriff moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. McGriff moves to third. Mullinix moves to second. It's 6-1, Blue Jays. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leach takes first base on ball 4. McGriff scores. Mullinix moves to third. Upshaw moves to second. It's 7-1, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it and throws to second for the out. Mullinix scores. Upshaw moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to home to get Upshaw. Eorg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Eorg moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Witt reaches second base with a double. Eorg scores. Fernandez scores. Mosby moves to third. It's 10-1, Blue Jays. Reggie Ritter now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGriff is called out on strikes. One out. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Mullenix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Eorg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber pinch hits for Tony Fernandez. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Witt takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-1, Blue Jays. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Ritter covering, for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing shortstop. Juan Benitez now playing left field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gruber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gruber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Junior Noboa now playing third base. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mosby moves to third. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mosby scores. Witt moves to second. It's 14-1, Blue Jays. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to third. Beniquez moves to second. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Stewart covering. It's a double play. Witt scores. Beniquez moves to third. Two outs. It's 15-1, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Noboa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 15, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eichhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.